in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Go ahead and bless his name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Welcome you to Throne of Grace. You might be seated. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 90, verse 12. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 90, verse 12. Thank you, Jesus. So Fahada Kabato Sefila Krandabaka Shataya. Psalm 90, verse 12. It says, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. It is the prayer of the man of God, Moses. Psalm 90, even though majority of the Psalms were, the authorship is credited to David, but Psalm 90 was written by Moses. Psalm 91, many scholars believe the writer of Psalm 90 probably is also the writer of Psalm 91. So some argue that it's still Moses that wrote Psalm 91, while some say it is David. Praise God. But look at what the man of God said. He says, so teach us to number our days, so that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You see, you need wisdom to be able to manage your days. You see, you, to fulfill your destiny, to be successful, to be great in life, to fulfill God's plan and purpose, you need wisdom for daily management, for the management of every single hour of the day, every single minute, to maximize the day. Days turn into weeks, weeks turn into months, months turn into years. Am I communicating? If you can't manage one day effectively and wisely, then it means you won't be able to manage 1 week, and you won't be able to manage 1 month, and you won't be able to manage 1 year. Even if you live 100 years, you will still not be able to manage it. So the wisdom there is learning how to manage every single day. Am I communicating? That's why Moses prayed this prayer. He said, teach us to number our days so that we will not live wasted years. How come people live wasted years? It begins with wasted minutes. No, wasted seconds. From wasted seconds, it becomes wasted minutes. Wasted minutes become wasted hours. Wasted hours become wasted days. Then wasted weeks. Then wasted months. And then wasted years. And it takes wisdom to manage it efficiently and effectively. Am I communicating? Take note of this word. Daily routines. Daily routines daily rituals. Then habits. What most successful and great people do is that they have a set of daily routines. They have a set of daily routines and rituals, things that they must do every day. And when they do it over time, it becomes a habit. And when they have formed those good habits that helps their growth, that helps them to grow every day, that helps their personal growth and development on a daily basis. Am I communicating? It leads to, it forms, in fact, life rewards you with what we call success, greatness, accomplishment of your goals, accomplishment of your target. You get results. Am I communicating? But you see, it all begins with having the right set of daily rituals. Am I communicating? The right set of daily rituals. You know, you from when you wake up, you set goals. Okay, I'm going to pray for 30 minutes, pray for 1 hour, I'll pray for 15 minutes. Then I'll read my Bible, I'll meditate. Then I'm going to do this, do that, read this book. I'm going to listen to this message. I'm going to subscribe for this course. Am I communicating? You focus on those routines, those rituals that helps you form the right set of habits that will now culminate in your success and greatness, that will culminate in you achieving your goals. Am I communicating? This is very, very important. This is very, very important. The wisdom of managing every single day. Glory to God. So, you focus through this your daily routines and rituals. These things, you do them religiously. You do those things religiously. You do them in a regimented manner. The word regiment is a military term. In a regimented manner, you carry out those good set of daily routines and rituals that helps you form the right set of habits that culminate in your success and greatness. You do them religiously, whether you feel like it or not, whether it is convenient or not. You create the time for it. You do them religiously. You do them in a regimented manner. Regimented has to do with discipline. You do them in a disciplined manner. You discipline yourself to do them. You do them diligently. Am I communicating? In order to form the right set of habits, it takes just 1 month, 28 days, 28 days, 1 month to form a good set of habits. See, look up. Anything you do every day for 28 days, for 1 month, that thing will become a habit. And if you pray every day for 30 minutes, every day, from this time to this time, you just discipline yourself to do that for 1 month, that thing becomes a habit. And the good thing with habits is that once you form them, it's difficult to break it. Habits are more, they are more difficult to form than to break. Am I communicating? Consistency. You do those things with consistency. If you form the habit of reading, studying God's word, meditating for 30 minutes, 1 hour every day, if you do it non-stop every day for 1 month, you have formed a good habit. Am I communicating? The same thing with reading of books. If you make up your mind, I'm going to be reading the relevant books that I need that will help my growth, help my development, You read for 30 minutes or 1 hour or so. You discipline yourself like that for one straight month. That's without breaking. You do it every day for 1 month. You have formed a good reading culture, a good reading habit, and it's one of the habits of the successful. It's one of those fine habits of great people. The same thing with listening to messages. The same thing with exercise. The same thing with any other good set of habits. This is how you form them. Because you can have bad habits that can destroy your life and destiny. You know, there are some people that they form bad habits. You understand? Drinking, smoking, gambling, all of that. Sexual immorality, pornography, all of that. You know, there are bad habits that can destroy people. Then there are good habits that build you up. Good habits that help for your personal growth, self-development. Am I communicating? Good habits, they enhance your personal growth. They enhance your self-development. They help you to build capacity to fulfill your destiny. Praise God. They help you to build the much needed capacity in order for you to fulfill your destiny. Praise God. I say praise God. Some people have the habit of watching movies every day. Some play football every day. Some listen to news every day. But you see, you can make up your mind to form set of very good habits that is going to help your life. Like I said, your future depends on how you handle today, how you handle every 24 hours that comes to you today. It was Mike Murdock that said, what you do daily determines what you become permanently. What you do daily determines what you become permanently. So the wisdom is learning to handle the 24 hours of every day that God blesses us with. Am I communicating? If you can't manage that effectively, I'm telling you, you won't be able to manage even if God gives you 1,000 years. You will still waste it. He said, teach us to number our days that we may apply our heart unto what? Wisdom. Praise God. So invest each day into building yourself, into capacity building. Form those right set of habits. Form those good habits from your daily routines, your daily rituals. And then you do those things religiously in a regimented manner. You do them consistently. You discipline yourself to do those things, whether you feel like it or not, whether it's convenient or not. It's a decision and a determination. You do them with diligence until you form the right set of habits that is going to help you to build capacity, help your growth, help your development. It's going to help you accomplish your goals, help you fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life, help you to fulfill that vision. Am I communicating? God has put in your heart. Help you to fulfill your dreams and your aspiration. Ask yourself, the things I do every day, are they helping me to grow? Are they helping my personal growth? Are they helping my personal development? Are they helping me to move towards my goals? Are they helping me? Are they going to help me to fulfill God's plan and purpose for my life? If the answer is no, then you need to change those things. Am I communicating? That's the wisdom. Acquire skills. Train up. Build capacity. Luke chapter 1 verse 18. So, your daily routines and daily rituals should culminate in helping you form the right set of habits that is going to help you to build capacity and then help you become successful. Luke 1:80, the Bible says, and the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, talking about John the Baptist, till the day of his shewing unto Israel. The child grew. The child waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till. Till talks about timing. Till talks about Kairos season. Am I communicating? Till talks about a particular season that comes with divine opportunity. What we call Kairos moments. Till the day of his shewing to Israel. That's till the day of his announcement, his proclamation by God. Till the day that God announced him to the whole of Israel. Until the day that he was proclaimed. Until the day of the official inauguration of his public ministry. Am I communicating? The shewing forth of his public ministry. But did you notice that before that manifestation, there was a season of preparation? Am I communicating? Many are in a hurry to manifest, but they have not prepared themselves. Your season of preparation always precedes your season of manifestation. That is how God has ordained it. You can't change the order. Before there is manifestation, there must be what? Preparation. Two important seasons of our life. The first is a season of preparation. Preparation. You make adequate preparations, okay? Before your promotion, before your manifestation, there must be season of what? Preparation. Then the second season is a season of manifestation. John the Baptist was in the wilderness. The Bible says the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit and was in the desert till the day of his shewing forth. That's till the day, until the season came for his what? Manifestation. His public manifestation. The commencement of his public ministry. Until when God announced him. But before then, look up. Before then, he had to grow. During the season of his preparation, John the Baptist, the Bible said the child grew. So there was a growth process that took place. And then he waxed strong in the spirit. Am I communicating? There was growth, there was development. In summary, John the Baptist was engaged in building capacity. Capacity building. So, God expects that in the season of preparation in your life, before your manifestation, before your promotion, he expects you to build capacity. You should have the wisdom of focusing on capacity building. You focus on your growth. Am I communicating? Your personal growth, your personal development. You build yourself. You develop capacity. John the Baptist, the child grew. To grow means to increase in size. To grow means to augment. To grow means to become greater, to become larger. Am I communicating? To grow means to be enlarged. He was building capacity during a season of preparation. He was building capacity. If you don't grow, you will not fulfill your destiny. If you don't build your capacity, you will not fulfill your divine destiny. Am I communicating? If you want to maximize your opportunity during your season of manifestation, then focus on capacity building during your seasons of preparation. Am I communicating? Ketabaladia. La Brando Kosha La Bagadia. Give me Luke 2:40. Luke chapter 2 verse 40. Concerning Jesus, the same similar testimony. And the child grew and worked strong in the spirit. Capacity building. Can you see? Even Jesus needed to grow, needed to work strong in the spirit, and was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Can you see that Jesus consistently grew in capacity? Am I communicating? For how many years did this building of capacity lasted? For how many years did Jesus build capacity? He focused on growth for 30 solid years. He knew his assignment as early as what? 12 years. But did you notice that it took him that period of 30 years for him to build the commensurate capacity he needed to fulfill his divine destiny? For him to carry out his messianic mission, he needed 30 solid years of building capacity. And then when his time came, he commenced his public ministry. The Father announced him, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." After, when he was baptized at the river Jordan by John the Baptist, the Holy Ghost descended upon him in the similitude of a dove. And then the heavens were opened over him, and God announced him. Am I communicating? Wise people focus on capacity building before their season of appearing, before their season of showing forth, before their season of manifestation, before the promotion. Am I communicating? You build capacity. Jesus grew. Then give me Luke 2:52. Look at that. Luke 2:52. And Jesus increased. We say to grow means to increase in size and in number. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with what? With God and with men. You see, in life, people want results. People want rewards. Success is a reward for the person of value you have become. Money, wealth is a reward for the person of value that you have become, isn't it? So these rewards can be success, can be greatness, just name it, every form of reward. When you focus on personal growth and development, life will reward you later with success, with money, with wealth, and all of that. The key thing is to focus on becoming. Improve yourself. Self-development, personal growth. If you can discipline yourself to do that, if you can be hard on yourself in that area, I'm telling you, you will grow very fast. And it's just a matter of time. Life will reward you. Human beings will reward you. With all these things people are chasing after, whether it is wealth or success or greatness, just name it. It's a reward for the person of value you have become. You have invested so much in yourself that you have become highly valuable. You have become very valuable. So, results, reward, and resources, all manner of resources, whether it is material, financial, or even non-material resources. Am I communicating? All these three things are just put on the board. All of them. They respond to your capacity. They respond rapidly to the capacity you have built. These three things: results in life, rewards in life, resources. They respond to your current capacity. That's why wise people focus on building capacity. Am I communicating? When you build capacity, you pull those things like a magnet. They come to you. Praise God. Capacity building. So, during your season of preparation, you are not just waiting and doing nothing. No. God gives you chronos, that's the chronological time that we know. Hours, minutes, seconds, hours, minutes, days, months, years. God gives us chronos to prepare us for Kairos seasons. Okay? And Kairos seasons are usually the seasons of manifestation, promotion, and manifestation. God promotes us during Kairos seasons. They come with divine opportunities, divine promotions, divine opportunities. These are things that characterize Kairos seasons. Don't waste your Chronos time. God gives you so that you can prepare for Kairos moments of your life. Am I communicating? Did you notice that the day David killed Goliath was a Kairos moment in his life? That day was a season of manifestation. That day he enjoyed divine promotion, divine announcement. His fame, his influence was everywhere. Suddenly, he became the song in the mouth of all the Israelites. The women were even singing his praise. That Kairos season came with divine opportunities for him to be successful, for him to become great, for him to become famous. After he brought down Goliath, Goliath was an impossible case. It was a national problem that nobody could solve. But did you notice that before that Kairos season came, before that Kairos moment, David had prepared himself. He had built capacity. He had invested in capacity building. He had sharpened his skill in use of the slingshot. He had developed his relationship with God. He had grown in the anointing. He had worked strong in the spirit. He knew how to commune with God. He said, "Blessed be God who teacheth my hands for war and my fingers to fight, so that a bow of steel can be broken by my hand." He had undergone the school of the spirit, and in the school of the spirit, the Holy Ghost had trained him. He had built enormous spiritual capacity. He had developed his skill. He had built mental capacity. No wonder he brought down Goliath. Can you see that it was a combination of skill and the anointing? Am I communicating? The anointing was on David, but the anointing needed his skill of the slingshot, something for the anointing to rest upon. Am I communicating? He now used that skill. Now imagine if he was not skillful. Imagine if he had no competence. Will he have hit the forehead of Goliath? Goliath was wearing an helmet too. The only space that was uncovered, that was exposed, was one small part like that. And imagine David. He could locate that place. That's to tell you the level of skill and expertise needed. Am I communicating? So it was a combination of competence, skill, and then the anointing that brought down Goliath. It's not skill alone. It's not anointing alone. It's the two. Because if Eliab, his brother, had done the same thing, if Eliab was that skillful and done the same thing, Goliath wouldn't have died. Because Eliab didn't have the anointing that was upon David. So the anointing needed the slingshot. The slingshot needed the anointing. Am I communicating? Focus on building capacity so that during Kairos season, opportunities will not miss you. So that you will not miss your promotion. You are not going to the next level until you are prepared for it. Your current capacity is what is the major determinant of your promotion. Praise God. The same thing with Joseph. Did you notice that Joseph had sharpened his skill on interpreting dreams? Am I communicating? He had seen his future. Did you notice that at every Kairos moment, he used his gift very well? He sharpened his gift. So at every given time, he was using it well. When he was in the prison, the king's butler and baker, they had dreams. And then he used his gift to what? Interpret their dream. Why? He had built capacity. It was not when they told him the dream that he began to wonder the meaning or began to look for how to... He had already built capacity during his period of preparation. At age 17, he saw the... In a prophetic dream, he saw his future. He saw the sun, the moon, the 11 stars bowing to him. But it took another 17 years of preparation for him to get there. For him to build the much needed capacity in order to step into his Kairos season. For him to become prime minister. To take advantage. And look at when Pharaoh finally sent for him. When there was a problem nobody could solve. And then the king, butler? He said, I remember my error today. When you sent us in prison because we offended you, there was this guy, an Hebrew guy, that interpreted our dream. And it was perfect. He did an excellent job. We call it the law of recommendation. Somebody needs to recommend you. Somebody needs to recommend your business. Somebody needs to recommend your service. That's why don't treat one customer like 1 million customers. Give them the best of treatment, excellent service, excellent product. Treat them well, because it is human beings that recommend you. It is human beings. When they were looking for somebody to play the harp, to suit King Saul so that the evil spirit will not torment him, was it not somebody that recommended David? If he was not skillful, would they recommend him? If he was doing shabby work, nobody will recommend him. As a business person, you need to understand this principle. When you treat each customer very well, give them maximum what we call customer satisfaction, they will be the one to go and recommend their family members. They will recommend their friends. Whenever there is a need anywhere that they know that you can solve, your product or service can solve, they will recommend you. We call it the law of recommendation. That was how the butler recommended Joseph. And he said, the king said, go and bring him in a haste. And then Joseph showed up. And then he told the interpretation. He didn't just interpret. He went one step further. He even proffered solution. Came up with 14-year agroeconomic plan by the wisdom of God. Why is he bringing forth these things? Because he has built capacity during his period of preparation. Am I communicating? He built capacity. So don't sit down doing nothing while you are waiting for Kairos moment. Don't sit down doing nothing while you are waiting for your season of showing forth or your season of manifestation. You have to be committed to capacity building. Am I communicating? Read the books you need to read. Sharpen your skill. Go for that training. Am I communicating? Pray the prayer you need to pray. Enlarge your capacity. Attend the meetings, services you need to attend. You focus on building capacity. You go for knowledge. Praise God. Imagine if Joseph had not built capacity and he stood before Pharaoh. Will he be able to interpret the dream? Will he be able to provide solution? Is that not how opportunity to become prime minister would have eluded him? they will have taken him back to the prison. You now see why many people, they remain in one season for a long, long time. They keep going in cycles because Kairos moments come, but Kairos moment met them unprepared. They had not built capacity. They couldn't maximize the moment. They couldn't enjoy the divine promotion, the divine opportunities, the change of level that God ordained for them during the Kairos moment. Why? Because they did not build capacity. So they remain in one spot. That will not be your testimony. When we do festival of fire, it's for you to build capacity, oh, to build capacity, because the days are coming. The days are coming that is going to test your capacity. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:10, if thou faintest in the day of adversity, thy strength is what? Too small. He said it's not God's fault. Don't blame God. Your strength is too small. Your capacity is too small. If you faint, when challenges come, and challenges will come, when the storms of life come, and they will come. He says it's not the fault of God. It's not even the fault of the devil. Stop blaming the devil. It's not even the fault of the storm. Stop blaming the problem. He says your strength is what? Too small. You didn't build capacity. Maleko bakataya. I like the way the Amplified, Message translation put it. It says, if you fall to pieces in a crisis, during crisis moment, what happens to you? When you are under pressure, let me tell you something. Nothing reveals people's character, people's true character, like crisis moment, like pressure. If I've not seen how you react and how you behave when you are under intense pressure, when crisis moment hit you, if I've not seen your behavior, I don't really know who you truly are. Because that's the greatest revealer of people's character. The real you comes out during crisis moment. If the word of God is truly in you, it will show. If you are living by faith, it will show. Or if you are living by, like mortal men, like the people of this world, it will show. Whatever you are full of is what will come out when you are under pressure. For some people, it's Nigerian movie. It's true. It's true. Anything you are full of, you can't hide it. It will come out when you are under pressure. When you are full of the word, it will come out. Anybody can talk. Anybody can form when things are going smooth. Just watch out how they react under pressure. It shows who they really are. It shows their true color. It shows their capacity. Can you withstand pressure? When pressure comes, when crisis comes, they are a test of your current capacity. They come to test your what? Capacity. He said, if you fall to what? Crisis. And you know, in military, they will tell you that you don't prepare for war during the time of war. You prepare for war during time of peace. It's too late to start preparing for war when the war have already started. Wise nation, they prepare for war. You see them building ammunition. There is even one, is it a Russia that has one weapon, Satan 2? How many of you remember that Satan 2 that can wipe out how many miles and kilometers? Every breathing living thing, when they release that weapon, you see, there are so many nations. If you see their nuclear missiles and weapon, it can even scatter this whole world. I'm telling you, if they start releasing them, they have built this thing, they have prepared it during time of peace, getting ready for war. In case you want to fight them, by the time you check their military, their nuclear power, you will calm down. I'm telling you, you will calm down. You will respect yourself. You will advise yourself. You apply the principle the Bible talked about, shameless begging. You know, Jesus taught about shameless begging. He said, which king wants to go to war with another king that will not first sit down and count? Okay, let's check. Look at our army. Look at their own. Oh, they are more than us. He said, just go and ask for condition of peace. Just go for peace treaty. Go and dialogue with them. Beg them. It's called the principle of shameless begging. It's better than if you allow pride and then you start fighting them and then they use their superior weapon to finish you. Am I communicating? It will be foolishness. If you fall to pieces in a crisis, there wasn't much to you in the first place. This scripture is talking about your capacity, your current capacity. The good thing is that no matter your current capacity, you can increase it. And that is why we are here. Am I communicating? Shabalakosata. Don't become like the children of Ephraim. Not this Ephraim. Where is Ephraim? Not this one. Psalm 78 verse 9. The Bible said the children of Ephraim, they were armed, carrying bows during war. During war. War. War normally, war is a revealer of your capacity, just like crisis moments. Times of war and battles is not the best time to build capacity. It will be too late at that point. You build capacity before the battle shows up. You build capacity before war moment. Am I communicating? Before periods of war, before crisis moment. Is that the children of Ephraim being armed and carrying bows? However, look at what happened. They turned back in the day of battle. Why? No capacity. They did not build capacity. They have not built capacity. Listen, it doesn't matter what people give to you in the physical, what they arm you with. If you have not built capacity from the inside, I'm telling you, that thing will not help. It will be of no use. They were armed with bows, but did the bow help them? Look at it. They turn and run away. No, why? Because they've not built capacity from within. When we're talking of capacity here, I'm talking of, number one, spiritual capacity. Write this down. You have to build your spiritual capacity in the place of prayer, in the place of the word. You build your spiritual capacity. You feed on the word. You meditate on God's word. You spend not just quality time, but quantity time in prayer. Sometimes you don't just need quality time in prayer. You also build, see, there are some capacity building prayer. When you pray for long, it stretches you. It enlarges your heart. It enlarges your capacity, so that you cannot return to the previous capacity again. Am I communicating? This is why spending hours and hours in prayer is very important. You build your spiritual capacity. Listen to messages. Come for meetings. Come for services where you hear God's word. You build your faith capacity. Am I communicating? Thank God we are starting a series on Sunday, The Economy of Faith. I'm so excited. You need to build your faith capacity in order to reap your supernatural harvest. It's very important. Focus on this. Then we talk about mental capacity. Your mental capacity. Your mental capacity. You read books, relevant books and literature. You must have a library. You read, you apply those things. Am I communicating? Don't just buy books. Some people don't even buy at all. Start by buying books. Invest in books. Go for knowledge. Am I communicating? Relevant to your area of need, to help you grow, to help you build capacity. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:5, a wise man is strong, a man of knowledge increases strength. You can build capacity through knowledge. Through knowledge. Daniel 11:32b, for the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. The people that do know their God, revelation knowledge about God, intimate knowledge, the type that comes by intimacy, by fellowship. You go for knowledge, revelation knowledge of God, revelation knowledge of the truth, knowledge in your field, in your area of endeavor. Am I communicating? You say you are doing a restaurant business. What do you know about restaurant business? If I ask you, tell me the top most successful people in that restaurant business. Can you tell me? Have you studied their biography? Do you know how they started? Do you know the challenges they faced? Do you know how they succeeded? Study around your field. Very important. Study around your field. It's a study to show yourself approved. Glory to God. Go for knowledge. Read wide. Apply those things. Buy books. Don't just buy book and shelf them. Read them. Study them. Don't just study them. Apply the things that you learned. Implement those principles, those ideas, those knowledge, those insights you glean from the books. Mental capacity is very important. Your intellectual capacity. Then we talk about your visionary capacity. Visionary capacity. What can you see? What can you see? God told Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, I have given to you. Engage the use of your imagination, your visionary capacity. Enlarge your capacity for vision. What you see determines what you can seize. In Jeremiah 1 verse 9 and 10, God asked Jeremiah, son of man, he says, okay, give me verse 10. He says, son of man, what can you see? Okay, 11 and 12 actually. Jump to 11. He says, son of man, what can you see? The word of the Lord came unto me saying, Jeremiah 1:11. He said, what seest thou? What is your visionary capacity? You need to enlarge your mind. You need to unbox your mind. Become limitless in your thinking. Take off the limit. Break free from every mental box or mental blockade that is obscuring your vision, limiting your vision. Elevate your thinking. Think big and think wide and think broad. Think unlimited. It's so important. That's why exposure becomes important here. Because what you see and what you hear affect what you can see. It affects the visions that come to your mind. For instance, now, wait, let me give you an example. If you go to a typical village in Nigeria, if you ask the people, just gather youth there, ask them, you, what is your dream? You will see that all of them, what do you want to become? You will see that all what they will be telling you is based on what they've been seeing and hearing, their exposure. If they have been in that village, they've never gone outside the village. All they can dream of is based on what they are hearing. So you see, environment can affect vision. Environment can affect your thinking pattern. Your mindset is affected, limited by your environment. That's why I say unbox your mind. God told Abraham, come out of your tent. In Genesis 15. Don't go there yet. We'll go there later. He said, what can you see? What can you see? Go to the I lived in the barracks. Then when we were younger, they will ask almost the average barrack boy, what do you want to become? He said, I want to be a soldier. I want to be an officer. You see, it's what they keep seeing and keep hearing that is affecting their vision. But by the time you carry the same barrack boy, move him around, expose him to so many things around the world, you will see that his vision will change. It's affected by exposure. Some of you need to go and sit down in the best restaurant, in the best hotel in Jos. Just buy water. Swan water. Just sit down there for 2 hours. Let it do something to your mind. Some of you this year, you need to fly, enter plane, fly. Just even if it's just to Lagos to, just fly. Just fly. Don't be thinking about the money. Just fly. Dare it. It will do something to your mindset. I'm telling you the truth. Sometimes you need to change environment.
Praise God. Bishop Oyedepo said he went to Ororobot University. He saw the massive structure, the massive acre of land, Ororobot Bible School, Ororobot University, their prayer tower, the hospital, and then he did something to his mind. He caught the vision of Canaan land. He said, this is God. This is grace. If it is grace, I have access. And then he said, it can happen anywhere. Long story cut short, look at what he did in Canaan land on a larger acre of property. Why? Because he saw something. Dr. Paul Enenche said it was not difficult for them to build 1,000 seater in the Lord's Garden, Glory Dome. Because he said he saw when they did groundbreaking ceremony. In fact, he saw Canaan land when the place was like a forest. He said he saw it with his eyes. Bishop Oyedepo drove them round the land when they bought it initially, that large. He said he saw it when there were trees and forests. He was there for the groundbreaking ceremony. He said he saw right before his eyes, he saw how building grew like trees and the place became a city. And he did something to his mindset. So he did not find it difficult to picture 100,000 seater. What you see determines what you can dare. Enlarge your visionary capacity. There are places you should go. Expose your mind. That's why it's good to read books. Sometimes when you read books, you are exposing your mind to places. I got to know some places in America for the first time just by reading books. Just by reading books, I'm telling you. Because the writer we keep talking about, when I was here, when I was there, you can travel around the world just by reading books. Which kind of things do you watch? Comedy. No wonder you are behaving like them. Your mentality is like them. Who are your mentors? Am I communicating? You better follow people where no road. Not the one that every time bom 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 bom. No wonder that's the only vision you see, bom bom. Why? The people you follow, the comedian, that's what they use to market. They are making their money. You, they are confusing your head. Until the spirit of lust have entered you now. You have become a case in need of deliverance. You see? That's why Jesus said, be careful what you hear. See, your eye gate, your ear gate. You need to regulate it. The only thing you should see and hear are the things you want to see in your future. Am I communicating? Enlarge your visionary capacity. God gave to Solomon largeness of heart. No wonder Solomon did the things he did. Look at the temple he built. Unprecedented, magnificent temple. Look at the finishing. Look at the 12 lions on the gate, on the staircase to the altar. The Bible says there is nothing like this in all the kingdoms. Why? Because his visionary capacity was enlarged. Am I communicating? I remember the first time I took a flight some years back. I was so afraid initially. Imagine though, with all my rema. I was so afraid. See, one kind of fear, just the fear did not come. Oh, but the moment I sat in the plane, just before we took off, you know, the pilot, you will hear the pilot's voice. He will introduce himself. I pilot this, that. I'll be the one in charge. We are traveling. They will give you the number of kilometers from here to Lagos, and then some other information. And then one kind of fear just came and gripped my heart. But do you know my deliverance came from a little girl? Little girl was the person God used to deliver me from fear. I was seated like this. And then just almost opposite where I was seated is this little girl with her mother. And then I saw how confident. The girl was just enjoying herself, moving around, smiling, playing. And then the Lord said, this small girl know the fear, now you the fear. Old man like you. when I saw, I said, God punish me. I balance well. I no go die. You understand? Just one little girl. God used to deliver me from fear. After that first flight, no more fear again. Pastor Poju said, the day he made up his mind that I will never fly economy again. It was one day he flew economy and there was a little girl that was in first class. Was in, with the mother. Then the little girl asked the mother, I said, why are some people in front of the plane and some are at the back of the plane? The mother said, the rich people are in front, the poor people are at the back. Ah! As opposed to say, and is it? Ah! He said, I'm not among the poor, for where? As opposed to say, look, he said, he was just talking about new experiences that shape your mindset. He said, if you normally fly like, normally have like 5 flights in a year, out of the country, he said, and you normally go economy and you've never gone on first class, he said, do this, he said, reduce that 5 flight or even 10 flight, go for first class, even if it is once, he said, just try it, go only once, he said, don't worry about the money. What it does to your mindset is more important than the money. You know, most of the time people think about the money. The money is not the issue. You are not being extravagant. It's the effect and impact it has on your mindset. That's what is more important. It shapes your mindset, it enlarges your mind, opens you up to new possibilities. Am I communicating? You renew your mind. You meditate on the word. You expose yourself to the right influences, right mentors, right books, the right places, the right environment, the right association. Yes. Some of you, all your friends are broke. All your friends, they are failures. No wonder you two are like that. You need new associations. Am I communicating? To rise, you need to associate yourself with the greats and the successful. People that will challenge you. A wise man once said, if you are the smartest person in your group, you are the most successful, you are the most intelligent, then he said it's time to move. It's not that you will leave the group, but what that means is that you need new association of people that are smarter than you, more successful than you, greater than you, so that they will push you, they will inspire you, you will draw inspiration, so that you will learn from them. Because he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, the companion of fools shall what? Be destroyed. Praise God. He said, what seest thou? I see a rod of almond tree. Next verse. And the good thing is that in the place of prayer, something happens to your vision. Enlargement of heart. God enlarges your vision. Have you prayed until you start seeing? You start having visions. The visions of God begins to come to your heart. They come to your spirit. Prayer is incomplete until you see. Prayer is incomplete until you see the visions of God, the visions in your mind, the visions in your spirit. Prayer is incomplete until you hear from God. Am I communicating? It says, I see the rod of an almond tree. He said, thou hast seen well. He said, for I will hasten my word to perform it. God only hastens to perform what you see clearly. The clearer the vision, the faster the fulfillment. The more God hastens it to perform. Genesis 13, verse 14. Look at what God told Abraham after Lot was departed from him. Genesis 13, 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after Lot. Lot means veil. Something that blindfold you. There are some association to break out from. Am I communicating? No, there are some things God will never show you until you some people live your life. Look at it there. Some friends, some association are vision blockers. They cover you, your face. They obscure your vision. You can't see well. You can't even think straight until they live your life. He says, God told Abraham, after Lot was separated from him, lift up now your eyes. Look from the place where you are. From where you are. I tell people, the issue is not where you are. The issue is, where are you looking at from where you are? Even if you are inside hole, even if you are drinking garri without sugar, even if you don't have where to sleep, you are sleeping under bridge. He said, from where you are, as long as your visionary capacity is intact, as long as you can see, then you have a better future. You can create a better future with your vision from where you are. He said, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Stop looking at where you are. Lift up your eyes from where you are and look northward, southward, eastward. You know, look in all directions. Look in all directions. Next verse, he said, for all the land which thou seest, all the land, see, the size of your vision is what determines the boundary or limit of your harvest. Is what determines the boundary or limit. The size of your vision is the determinant of the limit or boundary of your harvest of blessings. God is not the one limiting it. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give thee, and to thy seed after. And guess what? We later heard that Abraham saw the world. I will soon show you. Move on. Next verse. Abraham saw the world. God gave it to him. He said, I will make thy seed as a dust of the earth, so that if any man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Next verse. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. He said, arise, walk through the land. How is he going to do this? In his mind, in his imagination. Walk through the land, in your imagination. Hiya, am I communicating? Enjoy it. Kelo baka saya. Have enjoy the experience, for I will give it unto thee. Glory to God. Then give me Romans 4:13. It says the promise that Abraham should be the heir, for the promise that he should be the heir, the inheritor, the legal owner of the world. Well, that is it. We read land, but the Hebrew word eret for land in Genesis 13:15. Is the same word for world. So when Apostle Paul is recounting the story, instead of land, instead of the heir of the land, he said the heir of the world, because they mean the same thing. In other words, how did Abraham become the heir of the world? How did he become the legal owner, the inheritor? He saw it. So God gave it to him. And therefore to us, because we are the seed of Abraham, he said, if children, then heirs. Am I communicating? Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Even Jesus Christ became a beneficiary of the blessing of Abraham. God willed the whole world to one man because of his vision, visionary capacity. See, you are envying people. You are envying their success and greatness as if it don't finish. The main problem is lack of vision. When you are a visionary, you envy nobody. Because you know that there is much more with God to go round. There is enough success with God. There is enough greatness with God. It doesn't matter what God has blessed your neighbor with. It doesn't matter what God... It doesn't matter the level of success, wealth, influence. The most important thing is, what is the size of your own vision? Because vision is a magnet. God is capable of giving to you much more than that. Am I communicating? He said, the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham, not to his seed, through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Give me Genesis 15. Let me show you something important there. Are you getting something? Capacity. Capacity. He said, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham. You see, Abraham had a vision. The word of the Lord came to him. He said, fear not, I am thy shield. I am your exceedingly great reward. But Abraham did not see it. Rather, what did he see? Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is Eleazar of Damascus. What was Abraham seeing? Childlessness. The word of the Lord came to him in a vision. Instead of seeing what God is saying, instead of seeing the word, instead of seeing himself, seeing his future in that word, rather, he was seeing something different, childlessness. Is that not the case with many Christians? All they see is their problem. All they see, all in their imagination, problem, challenge, wahala, trouble. They cannot see solution. They can't see what God is saying. They can't see the light in the darkness. They can't see the word of God coming to pass in their life. They can't see their future in the world. Abraham was seeing barrenness. That's his problem. Childlessness. Next verse. Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, but he had the word of promise. And lo, one born in my house is my heir. Next verse. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him again, saying, he said, this Eleazar of Damascus shall not be your heir, but that that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be thy heir. Next verse. And look at what God did in order for Abraham to see what he has been saying all the while. God did something. Look at what God did. Then God, he brought him, Abraham, forth from abroad. Abraham was inside his tent. God said, come out of your tent. Some of you, you need to come out of your tent. Come out of your limiting mindset. Come out of that box. Come out of that mental box that your village people have kept you, that society have kept you. Come out of that way of thinking. Do what nobody has ever done in your village. Do what nobody has ever done in your family. Travel to, you know, Reverend Dr. Umar Okpai. He gave a very interesting story. He said, so in the 80s or early 90s, I've forgotten, he was giving a story of this member of his family that went and borrowed money. Is it over a million naira? I've forgotten. And this is serious money. Imagine 1 million in the 80s. From a bank, he collected loan, one of his cousins. And this guy, he took the loan and he started traveling. Just wasting the money, doing nothing, no investment. The guy today, he heard the guy, they are playing Premier League match. The guy is there, he bought first class ticket, fly, go there, sit in front just to watch match. The next, say, they are playing another match somewhere. The guy was just traveling. Then the family members were worried. They say, you know, this guy, if he does not pay the loan, it's our family name that will be in trouble. This guy will drag the family in the mud. So they called Reverend Dr. Umar Okpai to advise his brother to draw his ear. So Umar Okpai then called him. This guy was in Europe. He called him. He said, I heard that you borrowed money from bank. He said, not true, uncle. He said, you borrow 1 million? He said, yes. He said, what have you done with the money? He said, you want to put us in trouble. Now, if this money finish, you are wasting the money. If this money finish, you know what they will do to us? Then the brother said, uncle, I know you people's problem. Small thinking, small thinking. He said, I know you people's problem. Small thinking. He then asked Umar Okpai one question. He said, you are a man of God, you are a pastor. He said, have you ever believed God for 1 million? Umar Okpai could not answer. Because as a death, he has never dared to release his faith for 1 million. Then the brother said, you see the problem? You people, small thinking. Your mentality is too small. This was how this guy went to watch football in one of the stadium. Premier League match. Is it Arsenal versus the guy sat? So, somebody that was close to him, a white man, he said, I like the way you are always looking happy and excited. He said, are you, where are you from? He said, Nigeria. He said, what do you do? He said, I do everything. Oh. The guy said, you know Nigeria know they carry that. He said, I do everything. Oh. Clearing, forwarding, everything. Then the white man there said, he said, you see, our company, we've been trying to break through into the Nigerian market, but we have been looking for an agent, somebody we can work with, somebody you understand that is good. The guy said, ah, this is your man, this is your man. he said, you have met your man, I'm the man for the job. Long story cut short, that was how the company partnered, they signed deal worth millions of naira with this guy. The guy became a millionaire because of his mentality. Oh, Umaropa shared that story just to explain why many people end up small. Their mindset, small thinking. Some people said, you want to help them, say, like, how much do you need for that business? Say, just wait, let me get back to you, let me calculate. You calculate, finish. Say, 2005. No, don't blame them. They are talking according to their mindset, small thinking. That's their visionary capacity. There was one man of God that he said he was a preacher, but he was like a local champion. He said God did something that exposed his mind and scattered his mindset. He said he always had this poverty mentality, unknowingly, because he grew up from a poor family. He was anointed as a preacher, but this area of finance, he get as he be. So he said God was using him. Then there was this woman that attended one of his ministration. Is he in Kaduna? That this woman, she is a very wealthy woman, very billionaire in Port Harcourt. She then invited him to Port Harcourt for a meeting. And then after the meeting, she took him for shopping. And then she told him it was a shopping mall. He said, man of God, anything you want, pick anything. What? Anything. But he said he was picking according to his mentality. He said he saw one
those days of video player. He saw this nice video player. He touched it. When he saw the price, he removed hand as if electricity shocked him, because the price his mentality could not carry. When poor people enter this thing, now price they check first. Rich people don't shop like that. They pick what they desire. Eh? They don't look at price. So he said he will touch, he will remove hand. He will touch, he will pick cheap ones, drop cheap. Ah! Then the woman saw him. He said he saw him when he picked, saw something, he removed. He said, man of God, do you like it? He said, I like it. He said, then pick it now. He said, ah, but madam, look at the price. Ah, he said, don't worry. I said, pick anything. Ah! He said, after that experience, something happened to him upstairs. Somebody said, visionary mentality, capacity. Enlarge your mind. God told Abraham, come out from abroad. Come out of your box. He said, look now towards heaven. Tell the stars, if thou shalt be able to number them. He says, so shall thy seed be. Can you shout amen? Amen. Then with the fourth kind of capacity is your managerial capacity. You enlarge your managerial capacity. Your capacity to manage the things effectively that God put in your hand per time. God will only give you what you can manage per time, what you have built the capacity to handle. Am I communicating? God will not bless you, increase you, or promote you beyond your managerial capacity. because God does not like waste, and God doesn't want you to crash. If God should bless, increase, and commit things to you beyond your managerial capacity, one or both of these two things will happen. Either you will crash land, because you don't have the capacity for it, or what will happen? Those things will be wasted, and God hates waste. Am I communicating? If you have 100 liters of fuel and you want to give somebody, and the person come with his container, and the capacity of the container is 10 liters, how much can you give? How much will you want to give in your right mind? You only pour until when the thing is filled, 10. Will you keep pouring? If you keep pouring beyond 10, what will happen? It will waste. And God doesn't like waste. So God will give you what you have capacity for per time. That's why we say, focus on what? Enlarging your capacity. Build enormous capacity for your harvest. The harvest of blessing that you envision. Enlarge your capacity. The real question is not how much can God give. The real question is, what can you receive? What is your current carrying capacity? What is the capacity of your container to receive the harvest of blessing? What you can receive per time is limited to your current capacity. What I call carrying capacity. God will supply the water, but you must dig the ditches. The capacity of the ditches, give me 2 Kings 3 verse 15. The capacity of the ditches you dig and the number of ditches determines how much water you get. God will give you water, but what is the capacity of your ditches? Am I communicating? Look at it. He said, but now bring me a minstrel. It came to pass, Prophet Elisha, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon Prophet Elisha. Next verse. And he started prophesying. He said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. So look at your own part. You want to receive harvest of blessings, harvest of water. He says, make ditches. This is talking of your capacity. Build capacity. If they make only 5 ditches, when how many ditches with the water God is supplying? How many ditches will he fill? 5. If they make 500 ditches, the God will supply water for 500 ditches. If they make small ditches, the water will only stay in the size of the ditches that you dig. The oil. Okay, I will come to that. Am I communicating? He said, make this valley full of ditches. Next verse. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Ye, the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. Next verse. This is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabite into your hand. Jump to verse 20. And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. It was the ditches that the water came and filled in the country. So your harvest of blessings is limited by your capacity. God will continue to give you more oil. The oil will continue to flow, but you must provide many containers or vessels to put them. In 2 Kings 4, 1-7, you remember the story of that widow woman that cried to Prophet Elisha. 2 Kings 4, 1-7, that their creditor was coming to carry her children, and the man of God said, what do you have in your house? And he said, I have nothing but a little jar of oil. Just be reading, moving down. And look at the instruction. Go borrow the vessels. The vessels talks of container. The vessels talks of capacity. He says, don't borrow a few. Next verse. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door, and thou and you and your son, and just keep pouring. Set aside that which is full. She went, did, and she poured. You see, God continued to multiply the oil. The oil kept flowing until they got to the last container. Give me that verse. And he said, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not yet a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Can you see? If she kept bringing more vessels, the sun keep bringing, the oil will keep flowing.
Am I communicating? So it's not God that determines the limit. Your capacity is the determinant of the limit of your harvest of blessings. Praise God. God will turn the water to wine. That's God will turn the water to wine. God will provide the wine, but you must first fill the water pot with water. The water pot represents your capacity, the size of your container. Am I communicating? That's John chapter 2, verse 5 to 11. Jesus gave instruction. Mary said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Talking to the servant, Jesus said, fill the water pot with water. John 2, 5 to 11. And the Bible says, when they obeyed, Jesus said, draw and go and give the governor of the feast. And the water turned into wine. That means all those six jars, they were filled with wine. If they had provided 6 million jars, they will have had 6 million what? So you see that it was not limited to God's ability to provide the wine. It was, they only received wine to the measure of their what? Capacity. Praise God. The size of your vision is what sets the limit for the flow of God's blessing, power, and the anointing. Stop complaining that what you got is small. Stop complaining that your result is small. Stop complaining that your harvest is small. Build your capacity for more. Build your capacity. Stop being jealous. Stop being envious. Stop being bitter at people's success, at what others have. Stop being jealous, envious, or bitter against anybody because of what they have. Build your own capacity to receive your own harvest of blessings. There is no shortage with God. There is no scarcity with God. There is more than enough to go round. Miracle no dey tire Jesus. The question is but your capacity. Praise God. Let me preach it to you, but build your capacity. Shabalagadaya. Capacity talks about your strength, your stature. Praise God. Stature with God. Your stamina, your visionary power, your strength level, your staying power, your faith capacity. Thank God we are starting a series on faith. So you build them. The people that do know their God shall be strong and they shall do exploits. You increase all of that. Then give me Isaiah. Rise to your feet. Isaiah 40 verse 29. Isaiah 40 verse 29. It says, he giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increased strength. Verse 30. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You see, a very powerful capacity building mechanism waiting upon the Lord. You see, a very powerful capacity building strategy God has given us. That's waiting upon the Lord. In fellowship, in intimacy, in prayer, in meditation upon the word. The Bible said when Isaac went out to meditate in the field, he lifted up his eyes and he saw the camels coming. Aya. You learn to meditate until you see. You learn to meditate on the word until you see your future clearly. Until you see your greatness. Until you see your dreams coming to pass. Until you catch visions of what the word talks about. Until you see your desired harvest. Your desired manifestation. He saw the camels coming. Am I communicating? In the place of prayer. You pray in tongues. Let me tell you something. Praying in tongues is so important. It enlarges your capacity. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, charges up himself, emboldens himself. Kaligo barakataya. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue is enlarging his spiritual capacity. Your capacity for vision, your capacity for revelation, your capacity to contain and to reveal more of God's glory, more of God's anointing power. Am I communicating? Building in Jude 20, he said, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. You see, praying in tongues is a system of building capacity. Building up yourselves. Building up yourselves. Capacity to carry your future. Capacity to contain and carry the harvest of blessings coming. Am I communicating? So that you don't miss Kairos moment. Become like John the Baptist. The Bible says he was in the wilderness and the child grew. He was waxing strong in the spirit. He was building capacity. He was waxing strong in the spirit. In the place of prayer, Jesus, the same thing, he grew. He waxed strong in the spirit until the day of his public manifestation. This is how to take advantage of Kairos seasons. This is how to take advantage of seasons of promotions, divine opportunities when they come. You must build your capacity. All these meetings we do, all this glory service, Tuesday workers training, and Friday throne of grace, they are capacity building meetings. Festival of Fire is to help you build capacity. You learn to spend quality time in God's presence, fellowshipping, in prayer, blasting in tongues, meditating on the word. You are building capacity, listening to messages, labatizo brandeke parakatai, making some fire. Kalabashata, 220, but ye beloved, building up yourselves. The good news is that no matter your current capacity, you can increase your capacity. You can increase the carrying power. You can increase your capacity rating. You can increase it. And that's what is happening to you right now. That is what is happening to you right now. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. He said, rise like an edifice, change levels, move, enlarge your capacity. Your capacity for visions, your capacity for revelations, matakino kapa, capacity to walk in the wisdom of God, ashila gabadia, engreskope, lepeteli, egabagadia, sapatea, asapabakino brakatai, hendege brakataya, you are enlightened, your spiritual capacity, your mental capacity, your visionary capacity, your managerial capacity is being enlarged, is being enlarged, is being increased, is becoming greater. Habalebalagadai, sobalakida, rondekebaha, capacity for greatness, capacity for success, capacity to receive the harvest, to contain the harvest. He said, make the valley full of beauties. You will not see wind, you will not see rain. Yet this valley shall be filled with water. Matabaya balakataya. Enroskete barakatai. Pratege bosakai. I refuse to be small. He said, son of man, what can you see? He said, I see the roll of an almond tree. He said, you have seen well. I will esteem my word.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlongking or to partner with us, please visit www.hmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.